From the KBIA newsroom in Columbia, I'm Landon Jones. Yesterday, the Senate confirmed one of Greitens' appointees to the Missouri Ethics Commission, former Democratic House member Wayne Hinkey. Republican Senate President Pro Tem Ron Richard supports Hinkey and says he's not worried about any attempts by the governor to stack the commission with so-called yes-men.
You have to understand who's chair of gubernatorial appointments. That's me. I will not allow packed boards and commissions without advising consent or a severe cross-examining.
Hinkey will get to vote on an ethics complaint filed against the governor. A nonprofit organization formed to fund Missouri Governor Eric Greitens' legal defense says it neither raised nor spent money in its first month of existence. The Kansas City Star reports that ERG Defense Fund was founded by Greitens' allies in early March. Papers filed Tuesday with the Internal Revenue Service showed no financial activity for the first quarter of 2018. The Missouri legislature has passed a bill to lower income taxes for some members of the military. The proposal approved Thursday allows those in the National Guard and Armed Forces Reserves to deduct their military income from their state taxes. The deduction would be phased in beginning in 2020. Proponents say the bill honors veterans, but some lawmakers have expressed concerns that a provision of the bill allowing businesses to give hiring preferences to veterans could allow other qualified candidates to be unfairly overlooked. The bill requires Governor Eric Greitens' signature to become law. With only 4 weeks left in the legislative session, Missouri lawmakers are running out of time to pass bills while keeping an eye on the legal battles involving Governor Eric Greitens. Marshall Griffin reports.
The Missouri House has sent the Senate its version of a tax cut plan, which would lower the state income tax rate to 5% for both individuals and businesses, exclude elderly renters from using a housing tax break, and raise fees on vehicles to provide more funding for roads and bridges. It's sponsored by House Speaker Pro Tem Elijah Haar of Springfield.
It came on with an amendment to delay the implementation for 1 year. We're very hopeful and optimistic. We've got a month left of session. We're going to send it over to the Senate and see what kind of discussions we can have with them.
The Senate debated its version of the tax cut Thursday, but delayed taking a final vote. Next week, Senate members are scheduled to debate and vote on next year's state budget, while the House committee investigating the governor is holding more closed-door meetings. In Jefferson City, I'm Marshall Griffin.
The University of Missouri-Kansas City is cutting 17 professors and administrators. University officials said this week that most of the jobs eliminated will be faculty positions. In a statement to the Kansas City Star Thursday, the university said the cuts were part of an ongoing effort to restructure and save resources for the school's long-term growth. Those affected by the decision were notified this week. I'm Landon Jones, KBIA News, Columbia.